God is good. And all the time. You know, the pews are brown. I've never known that before in this service. It's great to see each and every one of you. Thank you so much for braving the elements this morning and coming out to worship with us. I hope everyone had an awesome Christmas. Amen? All right. And I look forward to hearing all the reports about New Year's as well next week. If you would open up your bulletin with me to the announcements, we just have a few. This year is the 160th birthday of First United Methodist Church here in Warsaw. And so on the 10th, the fellowship team is going to have just some refreshments after worship to celebrate that. On January 31st, the Camino group is going to take care of Lunch Bunch, which is our dinner right after church. And they're going to have a celebration, a little celebration then with some cake and such. But throughout this year, we're going to have different events to celebrate the birthday of our church. The actual beginning of our church was January 6th, and that's why we're doing the 10th. Just to kind of get it going this year. So just know that this church has been around for 160 years, and it is, huh? Oh yeah, it's going strong, and it's just amazing all the lives that this church has touched over those years. Praise God for you and those that have come before us. Amen? Next week is the first Sunday of the month. We'll take communion, and two things happen on the first Sunday of the month that's important other than worship itself, and that is it's Warm House Sunday, so please remember to bring your non-perishable items to church and put them in the barrel that it will be sitting back there. Also, during communion, bring your gift for our benevolence fund to the altar and leave it here, and that will help us pay for electric bills, groceries, gas to doctor's appointments and things like that here at the church for members especially and for those of the community. So Caring Ministries is updating their list of people serving overseas in a war zone. So if you know of anyone fulfilling that capacity, would you please let us know? Give a call to the office as well. Now today, if you notice, our manger is up there, and during the Song of Invitation, we will have our March to the Manger. So if you weren't here on Christmas Eve, which, by the way, Christmas Eve, man, just praise God. That was an amazing service, and we had an amazing crowd as well, even with the threatening weather. And so I give God praise for that, and I thank you for your support in that as well. But March to the Manger, if you didn't happen to be here on Christmas Eve, you can prepare yourself, and during the Song of Invitation, you can come up and place your March to the Manger offering in the manger this morning. You are more than welcome to do that. Now, if you'd turn with me to the connection card on the third page of your bulletin. Again, this is a perforated page. You may have to fold it back and forth a couple times, and it will tear off. And if you would fill that out, put your name and address, telephone number on that, we would greatly appreciate that. If you want to turn that over, and we have the ministries of the church, at least a few of our ministries, and we would invite you to fill that out too if you have interests. If you're visiting with us today, we ask that you put your name, address, telephone number on there and turn it in during the offering, when the offering baskets come around, and that way we can greet you properly and we can say thanks so much for worshiping with us. And I personally say thank you so much for being here today. You are such a blessing. Are you ready for an awesome worship service? All right, let us begin with a prayer and a prelude, and then we will sing He is Born. Nope, is that the first song? I grabbed the wrong bulletin. He is Born for our time of praise on page 228. So let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for all the wonderful things that you allow us to experience. We thank you, God, for the mountaintops as well as the valleys. We thank you for the valleys because of the way it makes us better people so many times. It shows us, though, Lord, what church is all about and church community and family. It shows us, Lord, that you are a God that stands with us in the tough times as well as the absolutely amazing times. Dear God, we thank you for times like Christmas, when it helps us focus our lives on the important things. You coming to this earth as a human being named Jesus. It shows us your love for us. Dear God, as we turn our attention to the new year, 2010, we ask for your powerful presence in our lives as we make important decisions for the next year. Help us, God, always keep you and Jesus first and foremost in our lives and centered, our lives being centered upon you, Lord. As we gather together today, shine your light upon our lives. Wash over us, God. Heal us. Bring us whatever we need as a person to make us better, to make us more mature Christians, to help us love one another and love those that aren't a part of the one another. Dear God, be with us. Make us one with you and one with each other. In Jesus' holy name, amen.